You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester. And now, this club is my club.
FCUM Radio. FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
In this quiz, Michael, this week we have all the reaction and interviews from Saturday's league match at Bradford Park Avenue.
Hi, I'm Lee Sharp, and you're listening to FCUM Radio.
Hello, I'm your host, Cockers, and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. All the action and reaction to Saturday's league match with Bradford Park Avenue coming up shortly, but before that, it's now time for this week's club news. And we start this week with women's team news as FC United begin their defence of the Argyle Cup by hosting Blackburn Community in the second round on February the 10th. We'll have further news on this tie in the coming weeks. Meanwhile, in men's team news, it's been a busy week for FC United manager Neil Reynolds, with player assistant manager Jamie Milligan departing from the club, as well as the loan signings of two young centre-backs, Zen Mohamed and Billy Sass-Davis. Here's Neil speaking to Ben on Friday evening.
So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday night. And once again, loads of things to talk about. Bradford Park Avenue tomorrow. But heading into last weekend's game, there was news brewing that you were losing your assistant, Jamie Milligan. And that news has now been confirmed. What's your take on it all?
Listen, me and Jamie spoke to each other. We spoke at length about it. Jamie's known that, you know, the problems that we've had in terms of trying to bring people in and recruiting. And, you know, I had a chat with Jay and said that we needed to free up a little bit of money. And, you know, could he take a pay cut? But, you know, he's travelling from Lytham. He's doing it three times a week. It was difficult. And he just couldn't take a pay cut. And he completely understood where we were coming from. You know, there was quite a lot of talk. And did we get rid of him? Or were we ruthless? Not at all. You know, me and Jamie are, you know, friends. And we knew exactly the reasons being. And I think it just broke. I think people like to speculate on social media, but no, it was very, you know, it was a decision that we had to take. We needed to try and improve the playing squad and free up a little bit of money, and that was the only reason in it. Jamie has been great for me. I've no doubt that we may work together, you know, in the future. You know, it's difficult losing your assistant manager, but at times tough decisions, you know, need to be made by both parties, and that was what it was. That's all it was, and you know, I'm sure that Jamie will be down back at Broadhurst Park either watching or, you know, in some capacity in the future maybe. But, you know, for now it's we've got a good team. Chaddy remains, Chappie remains and Mike Faulkner as well as the backroom staff. So, you know, we move on now.
Now, you are, at time of recording, we're still waiting for some of these signings to be confirmed. Firstly, you have been busy this week. Defensively as well, another Lancashire lad, Zain Mohamed, joining us on loan from Accrington Stanley. What can you tell us about him?
Well, you know, Zen's joining us at a really good time in his career. I mean, he made his first team debut for Accrington Stanley on Tuesday night in the cup competition. We spoke about strengthening centre-half. You know, we've gone with O'Halloran and Lynch pretty much every week. And, you know, they need cover. At times, they need to come out and, you know, when they get a knock, etc. We haven't had that strength in depth, really, to bring somebody in. Found about Zen's possibility that he was going to be available. And straight away, you know, when you see the legend, you'll understand why I've signed him. Big, strong centre-half, good communicator, wins everything in both boxes for such a young lad. Got mature head on him. And I've no doubt that he'll go and have a career in the game. But, you know, we're looking forward to working with him for the next month. And hopefully, you know, if he does the business and he enjoys it, then we can extend that stay. But, you know, it's definitely an area that we were desperately trying to strengthen, and delighted to get him and the next signing over the line before tomorrow.
And another defender, Billy Sass-Davis, on loan from Crewe, Alex. This is all about bolstering the squad and beefing it up, I guess.
Yeah, it is and it's not. You know, I haven't hid this, Ben. I'm trying to build a team that one plays to the way I want them to play. But also, you know, going forward, this team I want to be my team for this season and next season. And when you're taking lads on loan, it's not necessarily, you know, just for a month, because pro clubs like to get them out. I mean, in Billy, we're signing a monster of a man, a literally monster. I mean, when the lads see him, you know, he's 6'4" and probably plus. And, you know, we watched him in training last night, stride out from the back with the ball, defensively and attacking in both boxes. I don't remember him missing anything. And I'm not putting him on a pedestal or Zen, but, you know, they've definitely improved the squad. And, you know, the hungry, the young, the professionals, they want to come in. They want to play for FC United. They've got a good pedigree. And they're going to come in tomorrow. And yes, they're young. Yes, they've no experience at this level. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're conceding goals. And, you know, that's no slant on my two centre-halves already on the back four. You know, just as a collective, we need to stop that. And hopefully, you know, bringing in new defensive additions improves the quality in that area. And that's all this is about. You know, it's strengthening the squad, ensuring that if we get an injury or a suspension, then, you know, equal quality can step into the team. And before Zen and Billy signed, we were literally relying on Lynch and O'Halloran. And, you know, we can't do that every week, not if we want a forward plan and move forward.
And in Billy's case, you mentioned his size. He's also a Welsh under-19 international, so he's got pedigree. And Crewe Alex, we all know about their youth development.
I mean, and he's been out of league. You know, he's not someone we haven't watched. I watched him play for league twice now. And I'm sure that the FC fans will see what I see. In both cases, for two young lads, what I will class them as old-fashioned centre-halves. They go and win. They go and win everything through the air. And people don't faze them. And you'll see tomorrow, for two young lads, they've got a good experience. They're mature, they're big, and they're not afraid either. And that's, you know, that's kind of what we want. That's what we want. And, you know, they both get an opportunity to show the fans and the teammates what they can do. And I've no doubt, you know, I'm not looking to sign anybody that's not going to improve our team. So, you know, I've got every confidence that they're going to improve the team.
Obviously, we have been recruiting, you know, outfield players. But one area that's received a lot of attention of late, Neil, is the goalkeeper. Finding a goalkeeper midway through a season, how easy is that?
It's difficult. I mean, I've spoken to Lloyd. You know, I'm not going to hide it. And, you know, me and Lloyd have had various conversations. I spoke to Chaffee, my goalkeeper coach. And listen, Lloyd Anderson is a great goalkeeper. He's absolutely brilliant. Unfortunately, you know, I've said probably not lack of trying, but the three people the three areas that we haven't been able to strengthen is really the centre half, and I've expected all Halloran and Lynch to go through it. And the other one's Allinson, and it's been difficult to get a keeper in. I have tried, and I've said this to Lloyd, I've probably tried 7 days this week to try and get one in. But it's difficult, and not necessarily just to take his shirt straight away, but to put competition on him. But also, you know, when you're going for a bad patch and you've made mistakes, sometimes it's good to come out. But I've had a chat with Lloyd, and, you know, we spoke again at training last night. He's confident, he's apologetic, he's made mistakes. But do you know what? He's gone and got accolades last year for FC United for being player of the year, etc. And, you know, I've seen glimpses of how good of a keeper he is. And, he's, you know, he's got my belief. But does he need competition? Absolutely. You know, and will I stop looking? No, I won't do. Because if I believe that will help us strengthen as a team, that's what we'll do. But, you know, I've got confidence in Lloyd. The lads have got confidence in Lloyd. And, you know, I've no doubt that, you know, once the mistakes are put behind him, he'll go and be equal as impressive as what he has been for FC United. But them conversations have been open. They've been transparent. They've been honest. He's very apologetic and he's sorry to the fans and his teammates for what he's done. But it's done now, isn't it? We've got to move on from it.
And like you say, I mean, heading into this game tomorrow, it's a vitally important game. Are you seeing it as a free hit tomorrow, because, you know, the Bradford Park Avenue, they've got their eyes on promotion this season. This is a tough game, but I'm getting Kidderminster away in my mind as a precedent in months gone by this season, where, you know, we've gone to a game with not much expectation and we've knocked it out of the park. I mean, what are you hoping tomorrow?
I mean, I've heard that same free hit, and a few people have said it to me now. What I'll say is that, you know, when we first came into the club, we lost 2-10. We always knew that the fixture list was what it was going to be, with, you know, the size of Chorley, Spennymoor, Chester, Bradford, Ashton, then Stockport. We knew the big sides were coming. You know, we knew that. So it was important to get off to a good start, which we did. Is it a free hit, or is it one that we believe that we can go and win? I believe we can go and win it, Ben. You know, people won't give us a chance tomorrow. They'll look at it, and we've lost the last four, and we've conceded goals. But, you know, the squad's in good spirits. There's lots of enthusiasm. There's lots of confidence around. We've trained well all week again. you know, we haven't got the budgets available like the top size. But do you know what? I look around my dressing room and I look, we've got the quality, and it's only a matter of time, you know, that we click. And you know, if one chance goes in against Chester last week, so three or four go in, is that where it starts? And it didn't, and the lads were absolutely gutted for the right reasons last week, because we've played so well. We knocked the door down, the fans saw that, we didn't get it. But if we carry on playing that well, we carry on doing the right things, creating chances, it's a matter of time before the ball goes in the back of the net. So our belief as a squad is that we're going down there tomorrow. It's 90 minutes, 11v11. Hopefully it remains 11v11. We keep people on the pitch. And, you know, we go and put a good performance on. And why not? You know, why can't we win? You know, I'm confident. And but in the same token, I respect what's in front of us. And Bradford are second in the league for a reason.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds speaking on Friday evening. To Saturday's football action now, and following four consecutive defeats to promotion-chasing opposition in recent weeks, it was to the Horsfall Stadium for Renault's Reds this past weekend to take on another title contender, Bradford Park Avenue. To hear how United got on, it's over to FC Live.
Welcome everyone to the Horsfall Stadium. Should we get straight into team news?
Yeah.
Team news. And well, as predicted, there's two suspensions this afternoon in the form of Piers and in the form of Donoghue. Both will therefore not be playing. And Lynch has got some poorly ribs. He's got poorly ribs, and he won't be playing either, which is remarkable, because I thought he was better than that. I thought if he breaks his bones, they're going to heal within 48 hours. Well, that's what I was expecting.
Well, he broke all his ribs, and there's three of them haven't actually quite healed yet.
They're all fusing together.
Yeah, yes.
One rib.
He's supposed to be out for 6 weeks, but I reckon he'll probably be back next week training. You know what he's like.
Stato Paul's with us. And just before we get to the rest of the team news, you've got some interesting stats, because we played Charlie, and Charlie, we played them loads of times. Bradford Park Avenue in that bracket of...
Yeah. Right, well, this is
haven't done well, have we?
This is meeting number 22, which equals Chorley. And this is not really a happy hunting ground, I have to say. Two wins in 11 visits. Two of them memorable, though. The playoff semi-final and the 5-2 win. Both within the space of about 8 months.
Indeed.
I just get the presence of... I don't mean to feel like Derek Okora here, or sound like Derek Okora, but I'm feeling the vibe of defeat and bagpipes. That's all I've got from the Horsfall Stadium in the past.
We're trying to avoid a fifth successive defeat for the first time in our history. But, having said that, the three previous encounters with Bradford in January, we've won them all.
Indeed, yes. The bagpipe procession, I remember that, yes.
There's two new signings today.
Indeed, yes.
Loan signings going straight in the back four. We reckon O'Halloran's going to be playing left-back, with Morton at right back, and the two young lads, and they are young, Zen Mohamed and I'm going to call him Billy Sass Davis, because I think that sounds even better. William Sass Davis from Crew Alex, both playing centre back. Thoughts?
Yeah. Well, you know, Davis is 6'4". I mean, it's the first time in FC history we've actually got a back four that are over 6 foot. Every one of them. There is a question mark over O'Halloran on the left-hand side. We've seen the quality that he possesses through the middle with the partnership of him and Lynch, but he did suffer extensively on that left-hand side early parts of the season. So, you know, but he's got confidence in him, and if he does things simple this afternoon, the two new lads, to say, Zen Mohamed made his debut for Accrington Stanley on Tuesday, and... you know, got a bit about him, and it'll be interesting to see how those two gel. They've had probably a couple of days training with FC, but it's a big game. The wind obviously is going to play a pivotal part in this ground today, and from a centre-half perspective, you're going to want to win every header, and that's what they do. They're players that like to attack the ball, win the ball, and do everything simple.
And we've moved on from the Panto season to the man in the mask.
Yes, Chris Sharp has picked up he's had stitches, and therefore he's having to wear a mask. He picked up a knock on the in training midweek. For two-man midfield in the form of Wallen and Winter, the captain, and Bannister and Samoes on the wings. Kurt Willoughby up front. So, I think what last words to you, Paul.
Last words.
Yes.
Not before we go off air.
No, before
for 90 minutes.
If Bradford score, it'll be their 50th league goal of the season, and the 50th that we concede.
Beautiful. I love that stat.
Well, here's a stat for you as well. Ben did say we had to get the violins out earlier on, that him and Satterpool would be sat outside in the cold, but no, they've managed to wingle themselves in here. And let me give you the teams, and it's a good afternoon, good evening, good morning, and welcome wherever you are around the world. This is FC Live, as always, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com, the Armchair Army, and our comrades around the world. We hope you've all settling down and going to enjoy this afternoon's festivities. And I'm joined this afternoon by the one, the only, the Oracle of all things FC United and non-league football. It's Emily Maguire. Good afternoon to you, Emily.
Good afternoon.
And let's give you the teams first and foremost. FC United, we start with them. It's Lloyd Allison in goal, Danny Morton number 2, Stephen O'Halloran number 3, Zen Mohamed number 4, William Sass Davies number 5, Josh Waller number 6, Elliot Simoes number 7, Harry Winter captain number 8, Kurt Willoughby number 9, Chris Sharp number 10, and Jack Bannister number 11. On the bench for FC United match this afternoon, we've got Michael Potts at 12, Theo Brayley at number 14, Joel Senior number 15, Jamal Crawford number 16, and Jan Palancas number 17. And FC United playing in red shirts, black stockings and black shorts this afternoon. Over to Emily Maguire to give you today's home team news.
Okay, home team, Bradford Park Avenue. We have number 1, Stephen Drench. Number 2, Ryan Tulson. Number 3, Danny Lowe. Number 4, Nicky Rowe. Number 5 is their captain, Shane Killock. Number 6 is Mark Ross. Number 7, Lewis Knight. Number 8, Connor Branson. Number 9, Jake Beasley. Number 10, Ollie Johnson. Number 11 is Ben McKenna. On the bench for Bradford, we have Atkinson, Hurst, Dawson and Nawazaki.
And just a reminder, we are behind glass. There's no atmosphere this afternoon, only that we generate ourselves.
And the other thing to bear in mind, Ben, is footballers can run around, referees can run around, but people that take photographs cannot run around, and they are in the mix this afternoon. They are out there. And also, let's also say a big round of applause already for the ball crew, because it is an arduous task for the ball crew, because there's obviously a running track around the ground, and with this wind, there's going to be a lot of wind. And do you think, I'm just actually, where's his party's horse today? Chris Sharp, I mean, you know, he is the Lone Ranger, isn't he? Definitely.
And finally, before kickoff gets here. Lloyd Allenson.
Yes, what about him?
Big game for him this afternoon, especially in this win.
Well, every game's a big game, isn't it? And certainly for Lloyd, who's been, underperforming by his own high standards. But, he's apologised to the players. He's worked hard in training. He knows himself. He has to improve. I mean, his all-round game's okay. It's just those fundamental mistakes that have created goals for opposition that have come out of nothing, really, and have set the tone for the rest of the game. But the way we finished the second half on Saturday against Chester, you know, the confidence in the camp, some debut players, and it'd be interesting to see. I mean, looking at Dave's from here, I mean, he does look like a man mountain, 6'4", O'Halloran 6'2", and Zen Mohamed is 6'1", and he makes him look quite small. And then obviously Danny Morton, a big tall guy on the right hand side. Well, FC United have the kickoff, so we're going to get this game underway. The supporters are making their way from the cafe on the far side of the ground, and FC United kicking from right to left, kicking towards the cemetery in this opening 45 minutes. The wind, as I say, will play an integral part. You would have thought, as a ball launched down the right hand side, and it'd be a first touch for Stephen Drench, wearing all orange this afternoon. FC United's Lloyd Allenson in purple shirt, black shorts and black stockings. And it's 0-0 here, but a good game of football considering the conditions that we're in. And FC United have acquitted themselves well, as Bradford Park Avenue has. Good play there by Ryle Tewson on the halfway line, because he was being pulled. He was being hustled and bustled by Jack Bannister. Now, can they get a decent ball with penetration into the penalty area? On the edge of the area it goes. There's a first time shot from Rowe, and this shot is an awkward one, but it falls kindly. First time shot comes across everyone, and it's going to be a goal, is it? It is indeed. They were looking for offside, FC, to be honest, and I think it was the number 8, Connor Branson. The shot from Rowe was a weak shot, and it P-rolled across everybody. Branson said thank you very much, and he's just pickled FC United, and it's 1-0 to the home team. And after all the resolute defending and good work, FC United find themselves a goal down. And again, they're the kind of goals you're going to find, in this kind of weather, where the shot comes in.
It's not the best shot of the game by a long way. But, I mean, he found the corner so well that it, you know, left Allenson with no chance of reaching it at all.
No, not a chance.
It wasn't hit with any particular pace. bit disappointing that it's a goal scored in that manner, because it wasn't a great finish. But you know, it, like you say, conditions of the pitch, the weather, you know, it all plays its part.
It does. Let's hope we can have a little bit of luck like that ourselves. But I say, with 40 minutes on the clock, FC now find themselves a goal down. Lovely ball from Winter to this left-hand side. Here comes Sharp now. He opens his body. Can get the shot away. Yes, he can. Oh, what a finish. What a goal. I thought for a moment then he'd just taken an extra touch. But that touch was absolutely impeccable. He played it across himself. And then he's actually rifled it in. But the ball from Harry Winter, he saw everyone on one side. Winter played the ball across. And a great goal from Sharp. Scoring against his old club, of course, yes.
Yeah,
and that's a wonderful, wonderful effort. And on 45 minutes, half time, well, the team talk's already now done. And that was a great finish, Emily.
Yeah, it certainly was. It was a fantastic move from FC right from this throw-in. You know, and like you say, when the ball fell to Winters, as he drove it forward, the ball to Sharp was a great one. He needed that extra touch just to get a bit more space. And as soon as he hit it, as soon as it left his boot, I knew it was going in. You can just tell with the contact, the way that he shaped up for it, fantastic. And nothing that they don't deserve.
Goal kick taken. It should go out for a throw. I know it's kept in play. Wallen there. That's another ball again for Willoughby to chase. And the defender is under pressure there, has to clear his lines. And again, that's what you... That ball every time is starting to really, really work over the shoulder. And FC United of Manchester, can they capitalise upon that? We're into the 19th minute of this second half. It's one apiece still as... Well, the ball doesn't fall favourably. Well, it does now for FC United. Banished on the edge of penalty here. First action comes. Oh, what a beauty! Left foot, top corner. Absolute wonderful ball. We just thought that Harry Winter had shown a bit too much of the ball. It comes across to Bannister, and he took it with his right foot, put it onto his left, and he just bent it. Top right-hand corner. The keeper drenched. Nothing he could do about it at all. And Bannister there, it was sublime.
Incredible. That was incredible. That's something that you'd want to watch over and over again, you know. As soon as he got the ball, as it opened up, you were expecting him to get a shot away, but he just hit that so perfectly, right into the top corner. Keeper, absolutely no chance.
Absolutely superb. Really, really. And it just looked like the chance had gone, because Winter was here. We were in the ascendancy. He'd lost now, but it comes across nicely to him.
It looked like the defence were getting back in you know, Bannister wasn't going to have enough time to make that shot and get that placement on it, but absolutely fantastic.
Simo's now, the ball forced kindly for Willoughby. Willoughby now, he's got Bannister on this side. Well. Comes across himself. Oh, 3-1! What you want him, you want him with the ball at his feet, going past defenders and then getting the shot away. And the England C international there did exactly that, showing why we brought him into this football club. He hasn't shown enough of it in recent times. We were talking about it last night on the other show that me and Ben do, saying he needs to really show that metal, that extra yard of pace. Or by Jove, whether or not it's the wind giving the extra 5 yards, I'm not quite sure of pace, but that was a great finish.
Absolutely brilliant, you know, just his movement, everything. You know, the ball into him as it's opened up, he's taken one look and he's absolutely buried it. It's another absolutely fantastic goal.
And I was just about to say as well, really, a game like this, you need to get another goal to really put the pressure on. And just afterwards, what a finish. And I say, that ball over the shoulder every time, and that's what Willoughby does well.
They need to just keep playing that. Keep going. Don't give up now.
Don't sit back in a game like this. Don't drop. You just continue to play the football you're playing. Anyway, on the edge of the area, slightly right-hand side, right on the line. Three players around. I think it's going to be Lewis Knight, the man, to take it. As this ball whips in, it's a great ball and it's a great goal as well. There's nothing FC United's goalkeeper could do about that one. It was in a perfect position and certainly it gives the opportunity for the home team to get right back into this now. 32 minutes on the clock. It looked from here and we couldn't really see it. It looked like a really soft free kick, didn't it?
It did. I think he felt a slight contact. Take nothing away from the actual free kick. It was right on the edge of the area. It's a difficult one to hit and he's managed to get it up and over and hit it fantastically.
Oh, it was a great. I mean, we've seen some cracking goals this afternoon. Well, FC just got to stay resolute. Everybody up. The short one, FC haven't recognised yet. It comes to the edge of the penalty area for the number 3, Danny Lowe. Can he get the ball into the area? He plays it out right-hand side again. Delivery required. It's a good ball in there. There's loads of green shirts, loads of red shirts. First half shot comes in. Off the crossbar. Wonderful save. Where's the ball going to now? It's out for another corner. I don't know if it was Lloyd Allenson or a player, but it came off someone and it was flicked onto the top of the crossbar, flown out for another corner. Ball's a player now injured for FC United. Matches all happening here. Bodies everywhere. And the player down injured is back up now. It was Theo Brearley The corner comes in again. Who's on the end of it? It's a good ball going across everybody. Oh, and it's inches wide, and it's a goal kick. But wow, I mean, if that is, if that, did you see who it came off?
I think it was Allinson. Saved it with, like that, palmed it.
Because it was point blank, and it was going in, and it comes off the crossbar from only about 6 yards out. And if it's a save, if that's a save, it's a wonder save. And it, that is relief. The pressure of losing game after game after game with some good performances, but unfortunately capitulating on many occasions. FC United today have come to the team in second spot, and we have got a result. FC United are going to leave the Horsfall Stadium this evening with a victory, 3 points, three goals, a performance really deserving of battling qualities, working together as a team, defensive working well. Lloyd Allison coming up with a wonder save at the end and making two or three good saves in the afternoon as well. Really difficult conditions. And FC United and Manchester, well, they went 1-0 down in the first half. They got themselves back on level terms with an absolute tremendous goal from Chris Sharp. And they win at half-time, deservedly one apiece. In the second half, well, FC came out with the wind in their advantage, and they really did go for it. And a wonder strike from Jack Bannister made it 2-1. Top left, top right, left, right-hand corner. Keeper couldn't do nothing with it. Within a minute and a half, there was Kurt Willoughby. We say we want to play on the shoulder of the defence. We want him working as hard as he could, getting beyond the defence. He did that left-hand side, and he drilled a 25-yarder low across the goalkeeper. 3-1. FC United were comfortable, were working hard. They just slightly set back a little bit. They got a, they scored a great, great goal. Free kick, Lewis Knight on the edge of the penalty area. Wonderful goal to set up a really tense ending to the game. 5 minutes on the clock, you're thinking, where's it come from? But we've held out a wonderful save off the crossbar from FC United and Manchester's Lloyd Allison, and FC United can go back into Lancashire, to Greater Manchester, to the Republic of Mancunia, with a victory.
At 2-1, we scored two goals in, well, we scored another goal in the space of 80 seconds, and that just gave us that bit of comfort at 3-1. And you expect the title chasers to come back and fight, and they did. But I think that was just that little bit of security at 3-1 that saw us through at the end.
I think you're right. I mean, we were looking at that, you know, yet 2-1, can you hold out? And you go out and get another one very quickly, and you're thinking, you know, that's good. It relieves a little bit of pressure.
Plus that super save from Allinson in added time.
Yeah, well, as I say, it was such a melee there, I wasn't sure, but you, everyone's clearly, you know, and we're all now in agreement, it was an Allison save. And, you know, that is such a constant confident booster for him. He's now at a team, not going in at drawing. He's made a save that's got us the 3 points.
And it's also a boost for all the team for next week, because they've got three points against the odds here, unexpectedly.
Yeah, they certainly have. I don't think anybody looking at the fixtures at the start of the day would have expected FC United to be going home with the 3 points, but... You know, after the performance, they used the conditions a lot more than what Bradford did, and I think that was the difference, in especially in the second half, making sure that they came out nice and fast, hitting the balls into the right areas, using the wind, getting in behind. Players have been, you know, we've been seeing some top performances in games, but we've just not been able to score the goals. We've not been able to win the games, and they've been able to put it all together today, and also to be able to withstand the pressure that they kind of played themselves into by dropping a little bit too deep late on in that second half. But they've come through it with a lot of changes, a lot of new personnel out there, two new centre halves. And it is, and as Paul says, you know, the confidence that they'll get from that and take into next week's game will be unbelievable for them. It's exactly what they deserved, and it can send messages to other teams. We know that Ashton didn't play today, so that they'll see the result, and we've got them coming up. And it just puts extra pressure on the other teams around us as well, knowing that we've managed to pick up points that perhaps nobody thought that we would have. We're able to get the results.
Well, also it helps when you've got 11 players on the pitch as well, and that's something yes. That we've not been doing for quite a while. Pete Cramer reminds us. Well, I say, every player on that pitch this afternoon worked hard, worked tirelessly for each other. There was good football, good possession. I say, we dealt with the conditions in the first half, I thought, particularly well.
Yep.
And then we came out that second half and we played like a team with the belief, with the quality that we've got. And, you know, it's one of those games where we me and Ben were talking about. So he said, "Can we win tomorrow?" I said, "Well, listen." I said, "If we go out like we played in the second half last week, so there's no reason why we can't go there and win the game." And Reynolds is exactly the same opinion. You know, I mean, we're optimistic, saying, you know, we're not, you know, in reality we're not going to win this game, but equally, with the quality that we have, and when, you know, Chester knew last week they were in a game in that second half, they knew they were hanging on and hanging on and hanging on, and, you know, it was just the rub of the green didn't go quite well for us on a certain occasion. But tonight, we've done well, we've worked hard, yeah. Good football, entertaining, and to top it all off, your mother's just turned up.
Yay! Yeah, no, it was fantastic. It was a great performance. You know, it's one of them games where you can look at the conditions and you think that we're not going to have much of a football match going on. But we really did. And credit to both teams. Especially the first half was a lot more even. And I think going in at one each was the fair result. You know, and it was good for FC to get that goal. I think that was a really important one. Sharp's goal was probably the most important in terms of right before half time, just to keep the heads up, just to change what the talk was going to be like in the change room and set them up for that second half. And then they just came out with that belief. I mean, I sat here and I didn't dare to say, but I did feel like we were going to win. I did send my mum in a text as well to say, I think we're going to win this one. But because it just had that feeling about it, you know, just from the performance, to be able to go against those conditions, because it's so difficult playing in wind. It was my least favourite. If it was windy, already my confidence was down, especially when you look at the as a defender, and I think our two young centre-halves to come into a game like that, playing the calibre of opposition that we have, just looking at the league table, not previous results or anything, but, you know, they really handled themselves well and they did the simple things, and that was really important. They got the positioning and they made the right challenges at the right times. And then it grew from then. And going in after Sharp's fantastic goal, like just a little bit more belief that they can create, they can score.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, we have been creative but not scoring.
Yeah, and
what we've shown today is... And I was talking to Dave Chadwick downstairs and I said, what I want to see from Willoughby is him getting to the ball first, winning that ball, holding, passing and then moving. Or, yeah, indeed, getting the ball and on the shoulder of the defenders. And I suppose in a way, those conditions may have helped in that aggregate, because we were getting joy out of it. We were putting them balls over the top.
That's it.
And he was on the shoulder. Yeah. And he was doing tremendously well, and he was bombing in, and we saw with the goal, and his all-round work rate from everybody in the team was exceptional.
It really was.
Scarf just asked, you know, was that Harry Winter's best game of the season? Quite possibly. I mean, you know, he worked tirelessly. I mean, he's in a midfield really where
well, I think
he's the man who has to do him, all the hard work.
I think both him and I think Josh Walland, you know, the work that they did, it's almost unsung sometimes how important they are to the team. And Winter, to, you know, we know what sort of a player he is, and to be as strong.
Well, what's interesting is the difference between those two players is you look at the way Harry Winter plays and you look at the way that that Walland plays, and you can see the way Winter plays. He's, you know, he's charged, but the cuteness and the professionalism of Walland does things very, but in a very different manner and as effective. And it looks like he's quiet on the pitch, but he's not. He's always doing something with the ball. He's always looking at something, and he's going backwards, helping out, going through the middle, helping out, and putting balls in as well. And, you know, a wonderful performance from him as well this afternoon. But we are now joined by someone who, suppose, for the first time in a little while, can, with a smile on his face, actually say the end result was a product of some hard work, some good quality over weeks, but not getting necessarily the rub of the green or things going right. But today, you had confidence, you had belief. Yeah. Talk us through it.
You know, what I just said to the lads, I got them in the huddle in front of the fans over there, and I didn't say a lot. I said, you know what? You believed. You believed in what we're trying to execute. You believed in what we talked about before the game, and wasn't about me, it wasn't about the coaching team, it was about the players going toe-to-toe with the players today, having that genuine belief that we've come a long way as a team, and still hurting after the Chester game last week, and listening to the fans behind us, you know, roars on, it just meant so much today. And do you know what, yeah, you reminded me before the game that I think it's in, you know, competitive games at FC haven't lost, you know, five continuous consecutive games.
Oh, yeah, I did tell you that.
I didn't tell the lads. What I did say to the lads is that just have that belief, execute the game plan, have that belief. And, you know, there might not be a lot of managers that are surprised with that result today, because a lot of people have said how well we've been playing. And, you know, there's no, that's a confidence thing for me, because, you know, to lose, it's been the hardest time of my short managerial career to, you know, what's happened in the last month. It's been difficult, you know, back-to-back games to defeat. But I haven't lost confidence, I haven't lost faith, and, you know, bit by bit we're bringing in different bits of quality. And you've seen today, you know, I've got a good team, and they're very hungry, and they're great to work with, and they deserve everything they've got today.
Well, let's start with the end. Because we've talked about over the last few games, and you know, you said yourself, it's not something that everyone does know about. You looking to bring another goalkeeper in to help, obviously kick Lloyd up the backside to a certain degree. But you've got 100% confidence in him, and you know the quality of the goalkeeper. We know the quality of the goalkeeper. So we start with the end, because that save at the end, you know, is 3 points opposed to 1 point,
yeah.
And the confidence from that. But what a save! I mean, point blank. I didn't realise it was him initially. I thought it might have been a player, but no, it was great save from him. And his overall game today was absolutely outstanding.
I've just looked him in his eyes, and the smile across the kid's face. He's just been from side to side. It's gone now. You know, that monkey off his back. He's gone. And I'm transparent. I'll tell you exactly what I said. He came into the office Thursday night, and I said that I believe that, you know, at times, goalkeepers, when you continue to make mistakes, it's you go through a difficult time unless I can relieve pressure on you. And I said that I'm looking to bring somebody in to help him through that. And he said to me, he said, I just want to play my way through it. He said that. He said, you know, I've made mistakes in my career, but I believe in my ability, and I believe in his ability. He's got my confidence. But I did say I want to bring someone in to help you, Lloyd. But, you know, to put that performance on, not just about the save in the last minute, which is world-class, he's handling in the first minute of the game when the ball was under the bar and probably Hearts was in miles, and then he's kicking into the wind first half, he's talking, his communication, everything about his game today was great. And to come from, you know, kind of like a little bit of negative criticism about his performances in the recent weeks, by me as well, you know, he's come out and done that today and showed why he got player of the year last year, why he's been so important to this football team. And, you know, when I see someone's face like that, it means the world to him.
And in a certain way, I suppose it's even more of an impressive performance considering the circumstance and indeed the weather. Because a goalkeeper, together with the two centre halves today, you know, you've got a goalkeeper under pressure. He puts himself under pressure every week anyway, but he knows himself he's under pressure. You've got two centre halves have come in, Zen and Williams. In a game, you're thinking, oh, I do not fancy this game at all today. The weather, if I make a single mistake, get the wrong side of the player, there's opportunities. They were all three of them instrumental and outstanding debuts from both.
18-year-old kids, you know, going toe-to-toe with what they've done, you know, in front of them today, second in the league. There's no fear, you know, there's no pressure, there's no fear, there's no arrogance about them. They just want to come in here and develop as footballers, and, you know, they will never have played in front of what they've just experienced today. You know, that volume of noise, that atmosphere, they wanted them. They've absolutely loved it, but, you know, just in 90 minutes, it's that trust, isn't it? You can see they both want to win things, they want to go through the air, they make right decisions in key areas, big, you know, one strides out with the ball, one covers round. Exceptional performance, and that breeds confidence right throughout the team. And, you know, we've had that in patches, you know, and it's not just because Lynch and O'Halloran's pairings broke up today, we just need something different. But, you know, to defend the way they defend, and it's not just them two, and it's not just Lloyd, as a unit, and I heard you talking when we came up here, even when we went 1-0 down, you know, I said to the lads before the game that the wind was horrendous. It was absolutely awful. I said, come in, you know, just stay in the game. If we come in, and then we scored the goal sharp just before half time, and we knew. We talked about visualisation at half time about what the dressing room will look like in 45 minutes if you get the win, and you want to see the place. You know, it's just erupted, and it's a great feeling, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the first half, me and Emily watched it, we commentated on the game, and it was certainly a game that was a very even contest. We worked well. We had a couple of opportunities really that probably were better opportunities than the goal that they scored. It was a bit fortuitous the way it fell to Johnson, and there's nothing certainly that Lloyd could do with it, but the goal comes from a lovely bit of work here on this near touchline. The ball comes across to Harry. He sees the only pass that no one else saw out left hand side, and what a finish from Sharp.
I mean, it's an exceptional finish, because everybody thinks he's going across goal. To have that ability to come back across it into the near post, that's not a fluke. You know, he practices that. He tries to get across it, and, you know, the keeper's going that way to think he's going to palm it around the post, but he doesn't. He reverses it, goes in there, and that just lifts everybody. It lifts everybody, and then.
And it was totally justified. I mean, it was going into half time. We even said, you know, with 5 minutes to 1-0 down, it's going 40 minutes. Let's just keep ourselves composed. Let's go in at half time because we're certainly in this game, no problem at all. But we get that. So that gives you the extra boost. It helps you leave even more so downstairs in the dressing room. Second half performance. Well, we used the wind brilliantly and we played some good quality football throughout that as well in atrocious conditions.
I thought our movement, I thought our rotations were great, the things that we've been working on. But we said half time at 1-0, you know, we didn't come here for a point. You know, people would have looked at third from bottom, second from top, and we'll take a point now. We didn't. We talked about how we would go and win the game. We talked about stretching play. I didn't realise that we were going to get a world-class finish from Bannister. You know, that wasn't scripted. You know, it was something else. But the third goal from Kurt, that's what we did talk about at half time, and that's what we talked about, bringing their back four high, getting the ball in behind them, and then getting, you know, getting one of our strikers on the wrong foot and putting it away. Are fully justified. You know, they went to the other end and scored a great free kick. But I think, you know, they'll hit the bar. But I felt confident we were going to win it. There was oozing, you know, quality today.
Well, Emily, you text your mum halfway through and said we're going to win this.
I could tell, and I think, you know, for me, the turning point really was that Sharps goal right before half time to go in, and I did, and I said I think we're going to win this because, like you say, there was just something. That I haven't seen the last few games. We've been putting in such great performances and maybe been let down by a few like individual decisions, individual errors, and going in then at half time, you've got a totally different half time talk.
And that's it, what you've just said. I think you've just hit the nail on the head about individual errors, you know, and that's not just highlighting the obvious ones. It's passing in wrong areas, or not passing information on, or not pulling the trigger, or not executing our game plan, or our set pieces. It's been individual errors where today, you know, individual bits of brilliance have scored the goals, but the team ethic, the work ethic, the shape, etc. That's what won us the game today.
Yeah,
you know, that's what won us the game.
And I suppose in a way, you've had some players today play, and they've had the game of the season. I mean, Jack Bannister today, I mean, he's come in, he's played at a lot lower level before he's come to FC United. He's thrown in the deep end to a certain degree. He's been in and out of the team. Absolutely outstanding. I mean, you just forget about the goal for a minute. I mean, the goal is sublime and world-class, but his overall performance in the game...
We've done a lot of work with Jack. You know, when I came in, and I know he was on the back of two goals away at Kidderminster, but there was so many parts of his game that needed polishing, and he's been very patient. He's worked hard on the training ground. He's listened, he's learned, he's come on. He's now got two starts on the back of two, and he's had two great games, and today he's capped his goal. And, you know, he's got his shirt now. You know, he's still not the finishing article. We've got a lot of work to do with him, but you've seen in he'll run his heart out for you. He'll listen, he'll take on board instructions. He's got that quality. You've got Samoles on the other side that they keep rotating. Swap aside, they've got Pesic dragged teams wide. It's good. You know, all in all, it's good. But I'm just absolutely delighted. I mean, I can't... You're here and I'm there, and the noise today that's been generated behind me...
We can still actually hear it through this, just about.
I think I've said two or three times that's the best atmosphere. That is, you know... Somebody said to me, maybe there might not be a lot of people travel today because, you know, I think we've won 2 in 13 at Bradford Park Avenue and it's not a great ground, etc. Well, without turning round, you'd think that whole stadium was full.
Yeah.
FC, and they just kept us going, and individual songs, team songs, belief songs, everything. They just stuck with us, and even at 3-2, we needed them. We needed them, and they didn't go quiet on us. They just carried on going, and the scenes at the final whistle was great. You know, you would have thought that we've avoided relegation on that day, and we haven't. You know, this is very much a team that's, you know, up and coming, but we need them. We need them. We need that on there, and, you know, we need to stick together, and they have done. You know, they've given me that opportunity, and they've stuck by me.
I talked to you earlier on before the game about Willoughby playing on the shoulder. Spoke to Chaddy about that, and seeing that extra yard of pace in him, and working the defender, getting over on the shoulder of him, and we started playing those balls in today, and by goodness me, you know, we had a few efforts, but the goal he scored, I mean, and great timing as well, just after the great goal. You think, can we get a better goal than that? Individually wise, I mean, he beats two players, he has the strength, and he just whacks it across the goalkeeper from 25 yards. Wonderful goal.
And again, we talk about work with individuals. We've done so much work with Kurt, you know, and rotating your game, changing your game up. Don't just go and be a 9, come and be a 10, give yourself that space to get your shot off. Fake to go one way and then go on the other, and you see, you know, he's scoring goals, his performance is getting better. It's just been great to watch, and what I like more than anything is he's just the lads' faces in that dressing room.
Yeah.
You know, they've worked so hard, and I kind of knew it on Thursday night that they were going to put performance on here today. You could just feel it.
Great goal from Lewis Knight from the free kick.
Yeah.
At that point, are you a little bit nervous? I suppose it'd be natural to be a little bit nervous, thinking, are we going to throw this away, or did you have that belief we could maybe score maybe one or two more? Because I know we did tend to, drop a little deeper.
And this is what I said in the second half. I still felt for the first 20 minutes we were defending too deep. So our four was defending the edge of the circle. We should defend in the halfway line. And then Harry and Josh were defending the halfway line instead of the edge of the other circle.
Yeah.
And I said to Josh, to Potter when he went on, we need to get higher up the park. You know, we need to stretch play. We need to get our front men going in behind him. And I think, you know, he took that instruction on and we did that. And we did it really well. Was I nervous when they went 3-2? No, because we had 11 men on the park. So I thought it was, you know, it was quite refreshing.
So there's a couple of texts like that. Hey, what
always
else when you've got 11?
Yeah, quite refreshing. No, look, listen, it's obviously, you know, when things have gone against you do think it. But I thought our substitutions were at the right time. I thought they were at the right time. But I just looked at the lads and there was a confidence. There wasn't a lot of shouting and screaming from the bench. It didn't need to be. They knew how we were going to win today. We'd done a lot of work building up to this game. And I'll just keep saying credit to them.
Well, the one criticism has been, from message boards and social media and so on and so forth, FC are either brilliant in the first half and Bobbins in the second half, or Bobbins in the second half and rubbish in the first half. Today you've had a complete 90 minutes, and that's got to be the most satisfying thing. You've had 90 minutes of complete playing your way for the whole 90, and that's got to be the most satisfying thing. You've got two new players coming in as well, but you've got a 90 minutes out of a team and you've not had to change things dramatically. They haven't imploded. The heads haven't gone down. And that's all the work culminates in coming to a team like Bradford, second in the division, and beating them. It could have been more, because there was plenty of opportunities we had in the afternoon, and they had very few in the second half. So that's got to be... Is that your complete game, this, you say, so far this season? Is that the best overall 90 minutes?
Yeah, I think it is, yeah. You know, I thought for large parts of last week's game it was very good against Chester, but without the goals, and you know the second halves have been criticised, but we haven't said anything different at half time. And you know there was a, you know, kind of a culture and a mental barrier to overcome, but you know we've shown that we can overcome it. And the mood in the dressing room last week against Chester wasn't downbeat, it was very upbeat, because we played so well, and we were hurting for the reason, because we created chances and not taking them. And I said on the radio, you can't keep playing that well and not getting wins.
No.
And we've gone and put it all together today, you know, every jigsaw piece fit together today, and we've come to second in the league, and we've won, and we fully deserve the win. And you know, I'm delighted for everyone connected to the club, and move on to next week now.
FC United manager Neil Reynolds speaking to FC Live on Saturday evening following his side's excellent 3-2 win over Bradford Park Avenue. Next up for the Reds in the league, it's the relegation six-pointer this Saturday as FC United travel to near neighbours Ashton United. The address for the ground is Hurst Cross, Surrey Street, Ashton_, OL68DY. That's Hurst Cross, OL68DY. Kick-off on Saturday will be at 3 p.m. But remember, if you cannot make this match in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air live on Saturday from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. But that's it for This Club Is My Club for this week. You can hear this show on Monday and Tuesdays at 12:30 p.m. and 7 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk, and on North Manchester FM every Monday evening at 9:05 p.m. on 106.6 FM. The podcast can be downloaded via our website or from the iTunes store, and all the goals are held on audioboom.com/FCUMradio. A big thank you to everyone involved in FCUM Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.